Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for paying the price, Jesus, for hanging on the cross and not coming down. Thank you for not saving yourself. You paid that price so you could save us. You did not need saving. Even though they mocked you, and even though they laughed at you, and they spit at you, and they ridiculed you, and talked about you claiming to be the Messiah who holds all power in your hands, and here you are hanging on the cross, and you can't save yourself. Yeah, they said all of that, but you didn't let it matter. You didn't pay attention to it because you were thinking about us. You didn't need saving. We needed saving. And you paid that price. And we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. I speak the blessing of the resurrection and everything that flows out of the shed blood of Jesus Christ over you and your families. You will not lack for any good thing. For you, Jesus, thirsted on the cross. You will not lack for any good thing in your life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout like you believe Jesus is alive. Glory. Come on, shout like you believe Jesus is alive forever. Amen, amen. Please be seated for just a minute here. We will close our service on time. We're going to serve communion, but just before I serve communion, I'm going to ask that you please give me your undivided attention for just a few minutes here. I would like to devote this short segment to a very important official event, and I want to read a couple of scriptures just before I do that, just bearing in mind that our time is limited and you may not necessarily be able to comprehend everything that I say in this short time. We have this being recorded, and it's also going to be posted on our website soon, just about everything that I say. But I would still appreciate that you just kind of give me your heart for just a couple of minutes. All right, so I want to read a couple of scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 6 to 11. It says, I've planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we're laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Sister Betty, we pray for you, for God's comfort for you and your family. I know how difficult this season must be for you. But keep in mind, because Jesus lives, your mom lives, and you will see her again. Amen? I'm going to also read from Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, I'm going to read from verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 6 from verse 1 to 4, it says, and in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we, verse 4, will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I also want to read a popular scripture here. We've been reading this scripture, this particular one, since last year, October, during our anniversary. This is the book of Nehemiah. I just want to read a couple of verses there. Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 17, verse 18, and verse 20. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17, it says, then said I unto them, you see the distress that we're in, how Jerusalem lieth waste,
and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Verse 18, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he has spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Verse 20 says, then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But you, talking to their enemies, their antagonists, he says, you have no portion or right nor memorial in Jerusalem. But we do have all of those because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. All right. About 3 years ago, the Lord put in my heart to initiate transitions in our ministry to make us stronger and to prepare us to be more effective in the future in the work that he has commissioned us to do. I want to remind you, many of you may not be aware of this, but for a lot of you who worship in our local churches, the only expression or the most prominent expression of our ministry that many of you are familiar with is the local church. But there are actually five aspects to the vision that the Lord gave for Abundant Life International Church Commission. And I'm going to have all of those listed. They're going to have that put up for me. The first one is the local churches. The local churches and church planting missions around the world. The second one is the school of ministry and discipleship. The third one is national and global conferences. The fourth one is worldwide publications. The fifth one is outreaches, media-based church ministries, and humanitarian/charitable initiatives. These five expressions they constitute the five arms of Abundant Life International Church Commission, which the Lord gave us from the very beginning. I'm going to go over them again. The first one is the local churches and the church and church planting missions around the world, which is actively happening already. The second one is the School of Ministry and Discipleship, which is actually also happening already. The third one is national and global conferences happening in at a very rudimentary level. The fourth one is worldwide publications, actually happening already also. And the fifth one is outreaches, media-based church ministries, and humanitarian/charitable initiatives. A lot of these actually have not really been as strong as they should be. And I know the Lord has a plan for us to strengthen these different arms of the ministry and the vision that he gave to us. Now, the primary goal of these local church transitions that the Lord put in my heart to initiate 3 years ago, which I basically started this year officially, the goal of these transitions is to develop stronger and healthier churches based on the team model of the Bible. I just read a couple of scriptures to you, the one in 1 Corinthians 3, the one in Acts of the Apostles. You see very strongly, if you read right through the whole Bible, even from the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, a lot of his emphasis was on the team, the ministry of the church through the team. In the past 17 years since inception, the Lord has helped us build a very strong foundation. I'm really thankful to God for that. But a lot of that actually revolved around maybe a couple of people doing a lot of the work of the local church and the other arms of the ministry. And thank God that foundation is laid. The Lord is actually giving us a release to move into the next phase and the next season of this vision. Going forward, we need to build strong, healthy churches that are built strongly on the foundation that has already been laid by developing and empowering leadership teams. This process is already in progress in our Akron Church and was officially launched when the former lead pastor was sent forth out of the country this past February. Some of you were at that event and you saw that officially inaugurated. The process was also begun here in our Cleveland church early in the new year, but today I want to make it public and official. Personally, I will continue to serve as senior pastor of Abundant Life International Church Commission, and I will continue to give oversight to the entire vision, including the local churches. I will also continue to minister to the churches, both publicly and privately, and I will be available to counsel and minister to our individual and family needs behind the scenes. However, the micro details and hands-on leadership of this local church in Cleveland will now be the responsibility of our leadership team. This is the beginning of a long marathon process that will span many years. I'm going to ask you to receive with me. I don't know if we have most of them around or if I can have most of them kind of come. If you are a minister or anyone in our leadership team, would you just come right out to the altar, please? I want you to welcome with me our ministers and leaders. Please come to the altar, please. If we have some of them in different places and we can find them, please bring them out for me, please. You know, people are serving in different places. If you can pull them away from wherever they are, just bring them out for me. Please go into the baby room, if you can. There might be a couple of people there. Just bring them out so that way I get the opportunity to present most of the people here. I would like you, okay, you guys are all well spread out. Very good. All right, very good. All right, let me repeat the last paragraph I did before I brought out the ministers. That's, I think, something that's worth repeating. Even though I will continue to serve as the senior pastor and give oversight to the entire vision, including the local churches, I will also continue to minister to the churches both publicly and privately, and I will be available to counsel and minister to our individual and family needs behind the scenes. But the micro details and hands-on leadership of this Cleveland local church will now be the responsibility of our leadership team. This is the beginning of a long marathon process that will span many years. Okay. So these are our ministers and leaders, and they will together constitute a team. Some of them would also be in transition, just like the entire process is. But regardless of what happens, we would always have a team, and this team will be entrusted with the responsibility of leading our local churches. There will be others that will be appointed in the future to lead these teams. But I have appointed Pastor Tinu to serve as lead pastor of the Abundant Life International Church, Cleveland, the Cleveland local church, and direct this team and the activities of our local church until the end of this year, 2019. Pastor Tinu, I'm going to ask you to please stand in the middle and stand right in front of the team. So please welcome with me our lead pastor for the Abundant Life International Church, Cleveland, Pastor Tinu Tadeshe. I do ask for your support for this team and for the entire vision of Abundant Life International Church Commission as a whole. Please pray for them every day. Support their work. Take your place by playing your part in the vision. One of the reasons why this is so important is God needs teams to be able to influence and to be able to impact localities and areas where he plants his vision. So this team can do all of their work, and since the beginning of the year, they started working. And I'm so thankful to God for them. The extreme sacrifices that many of them are making. to help us move the local church forward. But they can do all that they know to do. If the church does not get behind them and work with them as a team, we're not going to go very far. This is the purpose of this entire exercise, is to be able to move our local church forward through working collaboration together with our team. So I'm going to officially inaugurate this team. I'm going to ask that you guys will please kneel down, and I'm going to just pray. I'm going to ask you to please stand to your feet and just pray with me. This is only going to take a minute, and then we'll take communion together. Please stretch out your hands towards us. Just pray with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you guys can please hold your hands, just join your hands together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this precious ministry team. I thank you, Lord God, for the instruction that you've given to us to move Abundant Life International Church Commission Cleveland forward. Thank you, God, for this season that you yourself designed and ordained from before the foundations of the world were laid. As we obey your instructions and move into this next season for this local church today, we open up our hearts to you. Lord, this is an amazing occasion when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, and we can also celebrate the blessings of redemption and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you have placed upon each and every one of us, and all of us collectively as a team to work and partner with you to save the world, to save our community, to reach this city, to reach this this community, to move this local church forward, and to accomplish the plan of God, whatever that was from the very beginning, relating to this local church. I pray for this, your people. I ask God that you'll anoint them, to place your special grace upon their lives. Enable them, Father. I ask God that you equip them with everything they need that you will supply. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, for a new batch of supernatural wisdom, a new batch of supernatural grace, insight, understanding. Father, I ask for boldness, Lord, that they be bold like a lion. Father God, that they take upon themselves the mantle, the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God, that they are able, enabled, and empowered to run through walls and to leap over mountains in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, make them giant killers. Father, let everything that stands on their way be removed. And God, help this local church to advance in the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your handmaiden. I anoint her in the name of Jesus as she leads this team. I thank you, Father, you'd help her to melt into the team. She would not stand out, but she will melt into the team. And Father God, she would enable this team and empower this team to be everything that God ordained this team to be. We receive that grace for her in the name of Jesus. And thank you, God, for all of your precious, your servants, your handmaidens. God, this assignment that you have placed upon their lives. God, everything that you have ordained concerning them. The Bible says it is not by power and it is not by might, Lord, but it is by your Holy Spirit. Lord, it is not humans that do this work. God, you use our vessels. You use our abilities, God, to do the bidding of the kingdom, to do your plans. But God, it is really the Father that does the work. It is the Holy Spirit that does the work. You just do it through us. You channel your graces through us. You channel your anointing through us. You channel your wisdom through us. And so when it's all done, we don't stand there and receive any glory, God, because you got the work done. And we don't crumble under the burden of the work, because you said your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So, Father, let that be the reality that we experience in this local church and in our leadership team. Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We ask, God, that you will move us forward in the way that you have ordained. You establish your counsel concerning this ministry and concerning this local church in particular. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. You alone are worthy to receive it. So receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And everybody shout a living amen.
Amen.
Shout a living amen.
Amen.
Let's thank God for our leadership team. Please stand up. Amen. Glory to God. Let me ask you, like they ask them, just before I have you sit down, we're going to take communion together. Like they ask, you know, when people take marital vows and they stand at the altar and the priest or the pastor, whoever is joining them, ask, will you take this woman to be your, you know, let me ask you, let me ask you guys, will you work together as a team to help us move Abundant Life International Church Cleveland forward? Yes? Yes, we do. Amen. Yes, we will. Let me ask you, church, those of you who are left here, would you join your hands together, collaborate with this ministry team, and help us move Abundant Life International Church Cleveland forward? Would you do that? Yes, you will. Amen. So clap for yourselves. Glory to God. Amen.